Okay, and we're off. We're recording. We're live. We're back. We're and better we're than live. Ever. And we're live. In 3, 2, 1, action. Amanda and I have noticed that when we're not recording on a bed and we don't have energy drinks, it's just not the same.
No, I also am all over the place.
I have no idea what Amanda is going to teach me today. Which is exciting and terrifying because I didn't have any time to kind of pre-write jokes.
What's even more terrifying is I don't know what I'm going to be talking about either. So, you think you're scared.
Ooh.
Actually, all of these for the most part. So,
we're wing woman. Oh, she's still Googling this stuff, so.
I'm trying to find photos, but I may just have you. Just so I can show you, and then we'll also post those. Because these, this one doesn't necessarily need the
visual aid element. Yeah,
but, like, it helps you, first of all, believe what I'm saying.
Oh, believe.
Okay, let's see. What's that? Oh, yeah.
All images we post on our Instagram account and our Facebook account. If you would prefer that we start a MySpace account, please just DM us on our... Weebly. What's the Asian, the Chinese Facebook?
Oh, I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, they banned Facebook in China, so they have, like, a special...
What? When did they do that?
Forever ago. China is really crazy with their internet laws.
They could have banned my Facebook, and I don't think I would notice.
Well, you'd have to be in China to notice that you couldn't go on.
They actually banned
Facebook? Yeah, so they use a different service. I feel like
they love it more than anyone.
They probably would, but they wouldn't know, because they can't access it. The government there, it's,
You think they use MySpace?
I don't think they use MySpace. I think they use this Chinese Facebook that I can't remember what it's called.
Wix?
Wix? No, I swear it starts with a W. Like, WeChat? Please let me know, human.
Weebly is, like, the blogs.
That I know, Weebly is... Weebly... Okay, this is a fun fact story. My old life in the chocolate world,
mm-hmm.
I made a website for our company because we didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just made it on my high school Wix account. And I had...
Weebly or Wix?
It was a Wix. But, like, Wix and Weebly, they're not much different, right? They're just, like, make it yourself. And I made our work Facebook, our professional work website that we use for a $1 million company was made on my high school Wix account. And on that same account, I have a website for the Stephen Hawking It book. Because do you remember how we...
What?
Yeah. Because we had to do that English presentation on Stephen Hawking's... Is this Stephen Hawking?
The guy who's, like, blind, deaf, and deaf. He was the one who's in the wheelchair and wrote with the...
Yeah, I don't think that's who... I think I'm saying the wrong name.
Stephen... Spielberg?
No!
You would know that one. I guess if that's what it was.
Stephen... Is Stephen... Stephen Hawking is the... Did he write it?
If he did, he had a dark mind that he sat alone in.
No, I know it's not the guy that was in the wheelchair.
I was like, if he wrote it, that just got way dark. Like, that whole book, like, that's what he's thinking about. Maybe there's a reason. Okay, I'm going too far. He wrote a lot of murder mysteries.
Yes. He's still alive.
Hawkins.
I just Googled who wrote it, and that makes no sense.
Hawkins.
Stephen King.
Who's Stephen Hawkins?
Okay, Stephen King. Stephen Hawking is like the science guy.
Yeah, but Eddie Raymond played.
Who doesn't speak with their mind? No, maybe us.
Like, he would like think things and then they would like type up.
Yeah, that's Stephen Hawking. Yeah. He did not write it.
Oh.
Yeah. Stephen Hawking.
That would have been really dark. That, like, there's a reason why he can't move if he's that's what he's like, thinking. Yeah. What?
No, Stephen King. Anyway, so anytime you can go to the chocolate website, again, for a $1 million company, just know on that same account is my high school website for Stephen King's It.
That's honestly so funny.
This is, again, not sponsored by Wix or Weebly.
No.
It's sponsored by GoDaddy.
I thought that was like... and in like a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because when I'd watch the Super Bowl commercials,
yeah,
the GoDaddy would come up, and then I would always get so uncomfortable, and then like go to the bathroom yeah. because I'd want to.
Who
leave.
Knew they were positioning themselves as a website service?
I thought it was like yeah,
porn.
I thought it was yeah, like call girls or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Or like honestly, my head always went to Hooters, so I don't know why. Because that's yeah. what I, that's probably like the
For
worst thing I
Hooters,
knew.
Hooters, yeah.
When I was younger, I was like, oh, this is like a Hooters thing.
I remember when I met a girl, who worked in Hooters.
Oh.
You know her, too. Our internet friend.
Yes.
Yeah. And I remember thinking, that's crazy that I know someone
yeah.
who worked in Hooters. Because, again, at that time, that was, like, the worst thing. Yeah. That was, like, the Sodom and Gomorrah
yeah.
of
when really of
modern
it's, yeah.
day. It's just Hooters.
I know.
You know what? Props to her, honestly.
Yeah.
And I love her dearly. So, good on ya. Good on ya, Em. So, yeah. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
Well, that transition.
Transition.
That transition actually goes perfectly into what I want to talk about, which is the history of the Egyptian pyramids and the Sphinx.
Ooh.
So,
I know very little on this subject.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is, makes me excited, because I was scared that I accidentally told you this in Germany.
No.
So, this is good, because I think I told everyone. Like, I was telling my coworkers, I was sending them videos.
Uh-huh.
If you're listening... You are listening, but do not go and start telling this to your new coworker or boss.
You know what? I made the bigger mistake. As soon as I got to my new job, like day one, I was like, have you guys heard of incels?
Yeah.
And now that's just become, I'm the girl at work that talks to people about incels. So at least you're the girl at work that talks about like a historical cool
no.
talk.
No. Like I'm talking at lunch and I'm like, hey Dave, do you know anything about the Sphinx? And he's like, you know, I know that it's in Egypt, whatever. And then that, for some reason, I take that as like, oh, that's, he wants me to tell him about the Sphinx. And then it's like, did you know that it's just conspiracy, it sounds conspiracy theorist. And you know, anyways,
okay,
let me go
I'm
into
excited. One.
So.
I'm excited.
So, the Egyptian pyramids. So, like, we're going to be putting some photos on the Instagram to help.
On our MySpace, Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook.
Wix Weebly.
Mm-hmm. No GoDaddy.
We tried to get one of those and they won't give it to us.
They cock-blocked us.
Yeah, they did. They cock-blocked us. The Egyptian pyramids in Giza, not to be confused with Ibiza, different places. So they, the Sphinx, it's actually really cool if you look them from like Google Maps, mm-hmm. then you can kind of see how big they are.
The pyramids.
And how perfect the shadows are.
The shadows?
Yeah, like it's insane. Like the
Is that
like,
important?
The symmetry. No, but then it made me think, like, there's got to be something to this.
Yeah, because you know how they had, like, a sun god, so I'm like,
no,
maybe,
yeah.
like, the shadows
uh-huh.
yeah. had some kind of meaning
yeah.
to them.
So, a couple things to just blow your mind, which you may know that blew my mind, but anyway. Did you know that the pyramids were not used for Egyptian burial sites? And, like, they were not used as tombs.
I did not know that. I thought they were tombs.
Did you know that the Egyptian people, like, so they said that the Egyptians built the pyramids, like, in all, like, the cartoons I remember watching, like, they were always building the pyramids from, like,
yeah.
that time period. They didn't. Because they, Egyptians, were really big, obviously, with, like, cave drawings and things like, not caves, but hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
And they put everything that they did on these hieroglyphics. And their tombs, like, the other tombs that we found that actually had, like, mummies in them are covered on the inside with hieroglyphics. And it's, like, what they did in their daily life. Not one of the... Like, hieroglyphics, I feel like I'm saying that word over and over again. Not one of these drawings had them, was, like, depicting them
building
the pyramids.
The pyramids. Interesting.
And I'm like, how did we miss, that's so, like.
Yeah.
It. I mean, how did we miss that? Like, there's everything.
Yeah.
And there's nothing with them building the pyramids.
There's no hieroglyphics
no.
of them building the pyramids?
No. Somebody's going to find one now, and I'm like. Like, I mean, somebody.
But,
I mean, there's a fake one out
but,
there, but.
But you guys, you, listener, dear singular listener, no, not to fact check us.
You? Yeah, don't do it. Because we don't want to lose you. Just kidding. But yeah, so they were not built by, I mean, probably the Egyptians in like later.
Are we getting to like alien stuff?
No, I don't go there.
Okay, because I know people do make the tie of, oh, the pyramids were built by aliens.
No, I don't.
Egyptians.
I think that's too far.
Okay.
So, like, I believe in conspiracy, not this, I'm like, this isn't a, this is actually, like, true. Like, they
yeah.
come out with this. There's, like, a lot of information.
This is conspiracy fact.
Yeah. It, like, Because I remember seeing this video on YouTube for a long time, and it was, like, a pyramid, and, like, Nikola Tesla. And I was like, what the heck? I was like, I'm not going to click on that, because I'm...
Nikola Tesla is so interesting, though. That's a whole nother topic for a different day. Oh,
nope, that's what I'm going in.
Oh, are we going to talk about how he was in love with pigeons?
Okay, that's a different day.
Okay.
Because I thought his Wikipedia didn't say much about that.
Oh, I've been to the hotel that he died in, because he lived in a hotel the end of his years, and he, like, had relationships with pigeons in that hotel.
Oh, he was a really nice guy, so that...
I bet. You know what? I bet he was.
Anyway. And you know what? That kind of makes sense, because when I was researching him, he was... made a lot of inventions. That's not the word. He invented a lot of stuff, and he doesn't get credit for it, but he didn't really care. And I feel like somebody who's, like, in love with pigeons would be like, it's fine, they can have it.
Yeah, I just want to go home to my pigeon wife.
Yeah, now it, like, makes sense, because I felt really bad for him. I'm like, this guy's just working so hard, and he's getting stepped on.
Yeah.
But, like...
he lived in a nice hotel in New York. He didn't
want to make a big deal about...
Yeah.
Because he didn't want people to swoop in on his pigeons.
No, he just wanted to go home to his pigeons.
Oh, okay. Like,
pigeonholed himself there.
I guess he couldn't really have marketed it, because if that came out...
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, it did come out.
I mean, that did come out, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Continue.
So, the pyramids, let's see. So, they... let's start. I'll start with the Sphinx part, and then we'll go to the... So, the Sphinx, so one of the things that I started, like, looking into was the Sphinx, like, I was like, oh, what pharaoh, like, built that, whatever. So, anyway, what they've been able to realize specifically, Dr. Robert M. Smish?
Mm-hmm. Smish?
I think he's a Harvard professor.
All right.
Harvard University? Yes. Dr. Robert M., not professor. Is that scientist? I don't know.
Sounds legit.
I don't know what they produce.
Okay. Hair doctor, professor.
Hairstylist. So he has confirmed that, he says, so the Sphinx, water and rain erosion is so severe that it had to have rained for 20 to 30,000 years. So like 20 to 30,000 years of rain in order to produce that type of water and rain erosion, like on the Sphinx. So, and like the thing that was like, weird about it is the head didn't have this water and rain erosion, but the body did.
So do you think they were just like spraying it constantly?
they had hoses
and they're like,
yeah,
this is gonna mess up with modern archaeologists.
So
that's how water sounds coming out of a hose.
Yeah. So, well, it was like electric hoses.
Yeah.
So, and they actually didn't have to be attached. You could just go around.
Yeah.
And then
it was actually just came out of their paws, an avatar.
Yeah. So it's like aliens, but like they were normal. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
No. Like the water. So anyways, what happened pretty much from, this is me like Amanda-ifying it, but like a sparrow came in on his like love camel.
That verb.
And was like, oh my gosh, look at that thing over there. Like look at that dog head body.
Checking it.
Put my head on that.
I want that.
Yeah. And then they put his head on it because the head.
So the head is newer.
Yes. The body was something else.
Interesting.
The head was, they think the head fell off because I'm pretty sure.
Have you ever
seen the hieroglyphic of the dog with the real long snout and the pointy ears?
Yeah. Like a classic hieroglyphic. Like you see it multiple times.
Yes. And like the animal that like doesn't exist that's all over that.
Yes.
I think it was a giant that thing.
Okay.
So they came in.
And they're like,
"And
I'd rather have my head."
And the pharaoh
on
was like, that's sick. Put my head on that thing.
Okay, makes sense.
So then they put his head on that thing.
Well, and the interesting thing with Egypt is we talk about Egypt, like ancient Egypt, as if it was just like, you know, good old ancient Egypt. That spanned over like 4,000 years.
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this...
And we just kind of break it up. We're like, oh yeah, there was old kingdom, new kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to grapple with how long they were in power.
Yeah. And I think it's like a lot of it too is... I don't know if this is, like, I don't really know anything about Egypt. This is just from what
I've
read.
That's not true. You are now an expert.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're running with it. You're going with it.
Yeah.
You know about Egypt.
Current Egypt, as of right now, I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, okay,
but,
true.
Something, like, they won't let us do research over there. So, I don't know if that's, like, a sensitive topic. I don't know. but we can't really do anything. So we've learned a lot from LiDAR detection, which...
What's that?
LiDAR is, like, how you can fly over a... you can fly over something and be able to see what the ground looks like and, like, what's raised and what's not raised. Oh. That's what they were able to find.
So topography and
stuff? So, like, but it's, you can do it to, like, they did it to the pyramid, apparently, and you can see through it. I don't understand how it works, because it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, well, but, don't LiDAR detect me, please.
Yeah, no, like, I don't understand x-rays, but it's kind of like x-rays.
X-rays for the Earth?
Yeah, and, okay. But they can do it to the pyramids.
Cool.
So, that's how, like, you can see graphs of the pyramids, like, on the inside, and that's how we're able to tell, like, what they kind of look what's like. In there. Yeah, like, the parts that we're not allowed to go to.
Yeah.
And, like, under the Sphinx, they found that there's a big ton of, like, rooms and stuff under the Sphinx, mm-hmm. but they won't let us go under, and so somehow we've been able to, like, look through the ground. Like, I just don't understand that works. Like, I bet you can do that.
I'll just trust
them. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's, I mean, it doesn't really bother me either way if we do or don't, so. So, anyway, that's kind of, that's crazy.
So, what do they think that the Sphinx has 20,000 years of water damage? So, like, do they think it was built actually older than we think it was built?
Yeah. So, the Nile Delta region hasn't had that much rain since 7,000 BC.
Oh, yeah. That was a wet BC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, that would have, anyway, but then that's what the Dr. Robert M. Schmoot, I don't know his name, Dr. Robert M. something pyramid, just type that. Or don't type it out. Don't look this up. But he said, he came out and he was like, it was like 20 to 30,000 years of rain. That's how bad, like, the water damage was on the Sphinx. Mm-hmm. And then just to, like, prove my point here, I'm going to just show Alina a photo of the water damage. And then we'll post it. Sphinx. How do you spell that?
S-P-H-I-N-X. Tell me if that's right. I've been playing loads of Scrabble ever since I watched the Scripps Spelling Bee a couple weeks ago. I've become obsessed with Scrabble. It has not really helped my spelling, but I do feel proud of myself. I hit a 400-point mark in a game, which is kind of like a big deal. And,
wow.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so here's the Sphinx. So, see how the head?
Yeah, he looks newer.
And then, like, the rest is, like, see that?
Yeah.
And then the head is, like, not at all. So, they were saying, anyway, so their argument is almost like it had to have been completely submerged in water. Because look how bad it is.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, so, dear listener, the body of the Sphinx looks very sandy and eroded. And the head is, like, crisp. Like
The body looks like a seashell.
Yeah.
Like waves.
It looks like someone built a sandcastle.
And put a head on top.
Yeah.
Put a head on it. Yeah. So it's... Oh, there's the dog. That's crazy. But, I mean, yeah. So they're saying that it was probably like Sumerian times. Towards the end of Sumerian times or something like that. I don't really know what that is. Mm. I always hear the word Sumerian thrown around.
Yeah.
With prehistoric...
Yeah, so I don't know. Around that time frame.
When the samurais were
there's so fighting. Many time zones.
Mm-hmm. There's the samurai, Sumerian.
Incan.
Mayan.
Sinking into Mayan.
There's just, yeah.
Time. It's a funny place. Thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, Pyramid of Giza is actually...
What one? There's three there, right?
There's three.
Like, that's those are the main pyramids that people go and travel to, I believe.
There's two big ones and one small.
Yeah. A mommy and another mommy and a kid.
Yeah. I don't know if we've opened up both of them.
Probably. We're so nosy. Maybe we're waiting for the kid to come of age.
Yeah, I don't even know if... Anyway, the one of them is, I'm pretty sure, maybe it's bigger. I don't know. They look the same size from space.
Yeah. But, from space... you know how the Kennecott copper mines is always...
You can see them from space?
You can see them from space. Yeah. I'm like, how? It's a hole. Like, the pyramids, I believe it, because they stick out.
Yeah, but I was on Google Maps. But the Kennecott
copper mines go in. I honestly think that we can't see either from space. You can see the Great Wall of China. I'm like, how could you see? It's a wall.
I was in Giza, Egypt.
Yeah.
For a long time during... I was in a meeting,
Sorry, were you on Google Maps on Keys of Egypt?
Or... Yeah.
Okay.
What did I say?
That you were just in there for a long time.
No, I was on Google Maps and I typed in, like, Giza, Egypt, pyramids or something. I don't know. But it took me to, like, Giza. And I was searching because I was, like, sometimes I get really stubborn with myself. And I'm, like, no, I don't need to. I can find it from Google Maps. Like, from the
from satellite. Looking at, like, I'm an astronaut and I'm going to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you couldn't find it. Yeah. And then I had to Google it and realized it was literally where, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't believe when people are, like, you can see it from space. No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't buy it. But
astronauts are the biggest liars.
They're totally liars.
Yeah. They're like, we went to the moon, and I'm like, no, you didn't. Liar.
I don't know. I don't think I want to do that. I'm great here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay on
You Earth. Don't want to go to the moon?
No.
I would love to, just for the bragging rights. Like, imagine every dinner party after that. So, what do you do? Oh, my husband, he's in finance, and we're just going on a cruise to the Caribbean, and I'm like, oh, cool. I went to the moon.
Yeah, but then it's like, okay, have you been to Rita's? Because, like, if you, like, if that's what you're in, like, we're probably not going to get along, you know?
Yeah.
Like, moon stuff, like, I'm super into space.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay here. I have a view.
Yeah.
From everywhere.
But do you ever just, like, look at the moon at night when it's a full-size moon and you're like, wow, that's crazy that we've been there.
You know, yeah, like, you know what I used to do when I was in college and I was, like, didn't want to take a test?
Yeah.
And anyway, I'd go to the park, or usually when my roommate was crying about a boy, and then, like, mm-hmm. I always am the one that ever, like, the comfort friend, so we would, like, walk to the park at, like, 2 a.m., don't know why. We would go on the swings, and then, like, when you're going up super high, I would imagine, like, what if I just kept going?
Oh.
Like, on your way up, and then and then it would start to freak me out and stop swinging.
When I swing a lot on the swings, I'm afraid that I'll swing around and become, like, Inside Out Man. Do you remember that cartoon where it was just a little, like, filler bit on, I think, Nickelodeon, and it was a cartoon guy who, he one day swung all the way around the
swing.
He swung around the bar of the swing, and then his body turned inside out, so all of his organs were on the outside of his body.
Okay.
And he's Inside Out Man.
Because that makes sense.
Anyway, back to the Sphinx.
Yeah.
Sphinx.
Sphinx.
Spanx.
Because Sphinx, it's past tense. The Sphinx.
Oh,
Sphinx.
The Sphinx. Sphinx.
Yeah.
Sphinx.
So, Sphinx. The creator Sphinx actually was one of the original scientists working on the Pyramid of Giza.
Fun fact.
And also helps write Trip to Ibiza, whatever that song is called. I'm so unhip.
Took a trip to Ibiza.
I took a pill in Ibiza. okay. So, yeah, that's the pharaoh head was put on after. So, the pyramid. So, Nikola Tesla, I feel like I always heard that name, but I never knew exactly what he did.
Mm.
So, I don't know, did you?
Yeah, he did the Tesla coil.
Yeah.
And he had relationships with pigeons.
Yeah, like, I didn't really know what he did. I just heard the name a lot, and I was like, oh, science. Or, like, yeah. I don't know what I thought. I just
knew
it was, like, but yeah, so he's the one who did the Tesla coil, and then, like, there's, like, direct current, and then...
There's AC and DC.
Yeah, he did
Did the AC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because DC...
And then the other guy did DC, and, like, the DC guy was always, like, trying to prove that AC was dangerous. And so he's like, let me electrocute an elephant.
Yeah.
And, like... Oh, my gosh, you know this, too!
And then he, with his invention, like, the light, or... But it wasn't really him.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Thomas Edison, right?
I think.
Yeah.
But...
And then he...
We'll leave that... We'll kind of be, like, elusive.
Yeah.
You don't know who we're talking about.
You don't
about,
know.
But he did the DC.
Yeah. We won't say his name to, like, hurt him. But anyway, so...
Because he killed an elephant.
Yeah. But,
And Tesla would never do that.
Oh, no. He was so nice.
He loved pigeons, so why would he kill an elephant? You know, like, if you...
Like, I think...
It's a direct correlation.
Yeah. Like, he was a great guy.
Yeah.
Right. Great guy. Yeah, there's that. But, so...
Let's make fan shirts that say, Nikola Tesla was a great guy. He would never kill an elephant.
Rip. Or just, like, Team Nikola Tesla.
Yeah. Okay.
Nikola Tesla.
Let's get, like, a conflict going. Like, let's write a Twilight fanfic, but rewrite Edward and Jacob as the Nikola Tesla and the guy who invented DC.
Is that, like, a, is that why people say team?
That's what I thought of when you said team. Oh, my gosh, team.
Do not think I... That is so... No. I was like, why are you... What are you... Where did this come from? No. No. Because I would say, like... anyway. So, Nikola Tesla, and also something with the engine in the Tesla. Is that the coil?
I honestly I don't know what the Tesla coil does. I'm gonna be honest.
It's like
a coil. I know everyone around. Thinks that I know everything because I scored, like, a 29 on my ACT.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even went that high.
That's insane. I know, it's crazy.
That's insane. I couldn't figure out how to sharpen my pencil to take the test, so.
Do you think a tech company would hire me if I just walked in and I was like, I scored a 29?
Definitely. Because I think 9 is the center of the universe for tech people.
Mm.
Tesla talked about the number 9, but I skipped over that part.
Oh.
So if you just, like, milk the 9 part.
Milk the 9.
Something can come from that. But anyways, so Nikola Tesla built this big energy module. I don't know what it was called. But everyone thought he was crazy. And then he had funding from, this sounds random and out of the blue, but it'll make sense. So he had funding from, what's JP Morgan?
Jake Paul Morgan.
It's like I think it was just JP Morgan, but okay. Was that his name? Does he know Chase?
Yeah, Chase and JP Morgan are connected. OG? I don't know who the OG guy was.
Oh, I think
so. Let's just say Mr. Morgan.
Okay, I think it was JP Morgan because it's JP Morgan Chase is like a thing, but I didn't know if that was he. Anyway, we're gonna call him JP Morgan. He pulled the funding from Nikola Tesla after he said he gave him like this big thing and was like the internet pretty much, you know, and then they're like. Then they pulled his funding, so he couldn't do it. So there's, like, a place you can go to where you see his big tower and stuff.
Oh, cool.
But it was, like, and it's supposed to give us, like, the internet and, like, shared energy so people couldn't control energy. And I think that's why it was pulled or something. So, but pretty much he explained, like, cellular and, like, having, like, cell phones.
Okay.
But it was way back then.
Yeah.
So.
Throwback.
When we use the LiDAR detection on the pyramids... It's so interesting because the inside of the pyramids, like, they didn't make sense. And there's, like, all these, like, things that, I don't know, it just is not a burial ground. It's very weird.
Is it, like, an electricity?
It's exactly the same as Tesla's
model.
Really? Yes. And so they were like, well, it looks a lot like Tesla's models, but there's two things. Like, first of all, there would need to be... like a mass for the electricity to store.
Mm-hmm.
And then it needs a energy source. And like, they didn't have either of those. And then, but like then the LiDAR detection was able to detect like, and like that was the, sorry, that was the question before they had the LiDAR detection. Cause they started to think that, I guess, cause the top of the pyramid was, like gold or something that like attracted energy, like copper or something. And anyway, they found the mass inside that was, like, the energy storing thing.
Oh, like, the very tip of the pyramid could have been, like, a metal...
It was.
Copper. Oh, it was.
Like, yeah, it literally was. Yeah. So, like, when you see photos...
And that would attract... Because Egypt's super sunny.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of, like...
Yeah.
Sucking that sun up. And the whole pyramid...
Didn't know this. Did you know it was covered in limestone?
I did know that. It was limestone. Yeah, which is so cool.
More...
And then, like, thieves stole a bunch of the limestone. Yeah. Which is sad. I would have loved to see...
I know.
Kind of like, you know, that dinosaurs... A lot of them had fur.
Aww. What?
Isn't that crazy? Because we don't really think of dinosaurs, like, as furry little guys. Like, and we don't think of the pyramids as limestone guys.
No, I think of them as, like, like steps. And it's like, oh, gosh, we have to walk up there, you know?
Yeah.
But, no. Like, they were covered in limestone. They were, like, slick. And technically, they also would have been, like, a light source because of, like, they reflected, like, I don't know.
Honestly, this theory makes more sense to me because... People a lot of times think that the human growth is linear, like we keep progressing. But I think, and other people think this too, I'm not like the first genius. I'm a like, genius, but you're not the first.
Yeah.
That the human experience is more circular. And so we kind of, like, people have really great tech things and then they fade in and out. And like, I would not be surprised to find out that ancient civilizations had advanced technologies that we've lost over time and had to relearn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it...
I mean, Rome did crazy stuff.
Yeah. But, anyway, so, like, the big thing that... This is, like, probably, like... Oh, it is dark in here. I just realized it was
dark. I just realized it, too. It was pitch black.
It didn't start that way.
No.
Anyway, then they did the LiDAR detection and saw they were like, well, that is almost identical to Nikola Tesla's model. Then they were like, well, there's, you know, like, there's no energy source, because Nikola Tesla's model was built on to harness energy from the ground. Like, it has to harness energy from the ground, and so it was built on a underground, what's it?
Oh. Underground current?
Yeah, like, what's the word? Water under the water, under the ground.
Underground water current?
There's, yeah.
Cenotes
are...
Oh, gosh. You're underground using
river fancy type. Words. Anyway, so it had to be built on one of those. Well, guess what they found? Egypt was built...
On an underground... No, not Egypt.
The pyramid... The pyramid was built on top of a...
Underground.
I was hoping it would tell me on the...
Cenote.
Cenote is like a sinkhole from the underground thing. Anyway... It was this built. Is the pyramid, and this is the...
Oh!
But it was... They were both built on a water source, and they both harnessed energy from the water.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Screenshot that.
These are my screenshots.
Whoa. Cenote.
Alternating current. That's what
it is. Alternating current. Yes. Yes. Yes, boy.
It's insane, like... The similarities, see how, like, that goes down? And that's what he did. Like, it's the same... It's, like, almost the exact same concept. Even, like, the coil.
Yeah.
When, like, he did the Tesla, whatever, coil thing. Like, a lot of his theories that he came out with were from this. So, I don't know if, like, one technology helped develop another and another. And they were built off of each other. Mm-hmm. Or if he was, like, going to Egypt on the side.
Yeah.
But then, even then, he wouldn't... That wouldn't have worked.
Or he had carrier pigeons and they went to Egypt and then told him.
Did you know that pigeons... That's not true. Birds.
Pigeons are birds.
Birds are the only... I don't think this is true.
We're going with it.
Okay, birds are, like, the only other animal that have monogamous relationships. Oh. Or, like... Yeah. Have we talked about this?
I think
we
have, yeah.
You said dolphins.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, wait, dolphins have it.
Yeah.
For fun.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Not necessarily monogamous.
Yeah.
And also, dolphins are APE.
I know.
Trigger. There was a lady. Trigger warning, but they do that.
No, that's insane. I know that dogs, like, get excited, and they'll... But it's just because they're excited.
Yeah.
Because we asked the vet, and it's not sexual. It's just because they're excited. So, anyways, and last thing to kind of push my theory that's a true theory.
Yeah.
Like, it's a thing. You can Google this.
Mm-hmm.
But don't, but yeah.
Like, bing it.
Like, if you think about it, the largest man-made structures on the Earth right now, they're, like, what's their purpose? Well, first of all, what are they?
They're kind of showing off.
Yeah.
Like the largest towers, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I'm like,
dumb.
Okay, cool.
We get it.
I could do that.
You're overcompensating,
though. Yeah. But, like, the largest man-made structures, they're all to generate electricity. Like, because dams and things like that, they're, like, the largest man-made structures. And they said that, like, if everyone disappeared from Earth, the Hoover Dam,
mm-hmm.
is that one a lot, like...
That's a big dam.
Yeah, big dam. They said it would take, like, we were just talking about this, how I'm weird with numbers. It was either 300,000 or 30,000 years.
To what?
Disappear.
To drain away.
Oh, 130. See, I get weird with, like,
130,000 years?
Yeah.
To drain, to dry up, to what?
I'm not making sense. Hold on. I'm trying to see if this
is... Are you having a stroke right now?
I'm trying to read my notes and, like, converse. Honestly, I think I'm better without notes.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like, can't read my own handwriting. I can't in the first place, but, yeah, I put humans 130,000 years. Don't know what that means. Aqueduct? That's what it's called, an aqueduct. An
aqueduct, yeah.
I put that word.
Had those guys in Rome.
Yeah. I don't know what I was saying there, but yeah, no, like, dams and things like that. He said that the, whatever, Hoover Dam would take, like, 30,000 years or 130,000 years, or 300,000 years,
X disappear. Of years.
Yeah, to break or, like, disappear or something like that.
This is a dumb question, but can you, in one sentence, explain to me how dams produce electricity?
One other thing funny, I actually took an energy in the 21st century class in college.
Yeah.
And I wasn't supposed to be there, but he said there was something happened with the signups, and he said two people got in that aren't supposed to be in this class.
And you just stuck with it?
I knew it was me, and I looked around, and me and this girl made eye contact, and then we became friends. But we were not supposed to be in it. So, should have failed, but the professor was really nice, because honestly, I should have dropped out. That's what I should have done. But it's because they do it with waves as well. Like, you can, there's like, you put these barrels in the ocean and like the it's like natural large movement. Like, you know, when people like cycle and it, like, that movement you can put into energy.
Yeah, but how?
So, like, the water from the dam, I'm making this up, but this is how I thought.
Yeah.
Because now that I'm thinking about it, I can't even, I know how, like, power, like, windmills, I know that they cost $8 million to build and that they kill a lot of birds.
$8 million? That sounds like something Rachel Parcell would want to build.
$8 million?
A windmill. Fun fact, my coworker told me that her fireplaces, she has 7 marble slab fireplaces in her new house.
7?
Guess how much one of them costs. Or they each cost this amount.
Okay, I actually want to guess. Hold on.
Yeah, I know. I want you to guess, too.
I like this game, and everyone hates it because I always do guess. Okay, I know her stove was $130,000 because it's an expensive French stove.
$130,000?
Mm-hmm, I think maybe more. I don't know. We'll look it up after. We'll link her stove. Just kidding.
Sponsored by her stove.
Dude, I have no idea.
Just random.
$200,000.
Oh my gosh, that is so close. $250,000.
What?
$250,000 per fireplace.
And I was being rude. I was shooting high. I was shooting high.
Well, you still shot low.
But that was my max high.
Isn't that crazy? So $250,000, and they have 7. What do you even do with 7 fireplaces in your house?
You know one of them's not ever going to turn on. 3 of them won't.
You know Santa can't even possibly go through all of those.
7?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So anyway.
They have one in the study.
Don't know how we got on this topic, but
I don't know what we're talking about. See, this is what happens. Oh, what were we talking about before that?
Windmills cost $8 million.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Windmills
cost. It was a cohesive train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's kind of, oh, this is my idea of how it works, but I'm not sure.
Oh, the Sphinx?
No, the dams.
Those
at least
dams.
It's not just me. But, like, the water, like movement creates power.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. We're creating a movement in order to empower people.
I side with water.
Yeah, so, like, movement creates power. Like, cycling creates power. You know what I mean? Like, people go on the bicycles, like, on the Black Mirror, which there's new episodes, apparently, I need to watch. But
yeah, I'd love to watch the Miley Cyrus one.
What?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus is in one of the new Black Mirror episodes.
They, like, did one about her life or something.
No, she's, like, playing a pop star, though, in the... We have to watch it. I've never seen it.
I want to watch it.
Could be horrible.
Anyway, so that's kind of, like, the movement from, like, the energy, because it creates so much energy and force. Have you seen, like, when the water comes out of the dams?
No.
Oh, have maybe, you, like, when it shoots out on the other side?
Yeah, I guess I have.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that's, like, because it's so
is
forceful.
Is that them making the energy?
And so they're, like, having that turn something, you know?
Maybe? Yeah. I guess I just don't really understand how, like, energy works, because then I'm like, but then, like, where does it go? What do you do?
Well, that turning thing, it'll, like, put a wheel on and it turns, and then, like, next to that, it's, like, rubbing two, like, metal coils together, and it's creating, like, friction, and then, like, it, this one guy, like, he's on the next thing, it's, like, an assembly line, he puts it in a bottle, he just gets the energy, puts it in a bottle, and then he ships it out.
And that's how energy drinks are made.
Yep. And then he ships it out to big battery, you know, the big battery
companies. The big
companies.
Battery companies. Energizer.
Yeah.
And that bunny just walks around hitting the drum.
That's actually, like...
That's them making...
Honestly, that's their... No, it's actually wasting their energy. But they're so obsessed with that, with their mascot. And they're like, I know it's wasting half of our energy having this bunny walk around the facility. But he instills... he gives our assembly line workers energy.
The assembly line workers are like... filing sexual harassment suits against Energizer Bunny, but corporate's like, I'm sorry.
They're like, he's us. Without
he's
him, we're nothing. Yeah.
He is Big Brother.
Yeah. So.
This is a really good movie idea.
Yeah. And actually, he turns out he's actually the owner of these big bad. He's the biggest battery company owner, and
he's a big bad.
He's been
bunny.
One in the suit. It's really sad how the story ends. So.
Oh, he's actually a furry.
Yeah. So it's. It's unraveling
with,
in the news.
Anything
but...
that ends with a sentence, he's actually a furry, is a sad, sad, sad story.
Sad.
Is there, like, a good conclusion to this Sphinx thing? Like, did you hit all your bullet points?
I can't read half of them. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure I have one word that says lineage, and I don't know what that
I don't know what I was trying to say there. That's kind of where we're at. Just kind of people were smarter than we thought.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
I believe it.
I mean, they did a lot. But I'm surprised that they didn't do certain things. Or maybe they did and they're gone.
I think they did, though. I think they did lots of. I mean, like, Cleopatra, she was, like, queen of makeup, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I know that's a whole different topic.
I didn't know that, but.
Oh, yeah. She rocked that makeup look.
I think it's hard to do with the Egyptians, too, because it's, like, we don't. Like, there were so many, and it's. We can't really, like.
Egypt generalize really them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're strict with, like, what we can research. But it's hard, because, like. It's, like, affecting history, you know? Because, like, if we can't... Because sometimes I'm like, no, like, let things be. But then I'm like, now that I'm seeing the effects of it, I'm like, wait a second, hold on.
Yeah, you know what? We have so much technology now, though. I'm like, I don't know. I think it's time we regress a little bit. Like, if we're talking about history in this circle, I'm like, do we really need to... This is the latest technology I saw that I was like, I think that's a little much. Grocery stores are installing little cameras... In their...
Cheerios.
Little Cheerio.
Each Cheerio.
Each Cheerio has a camera and it shows your esophagus.
LiDAR detection.
LiDAR detection. No, like, grocery stores are installing little cameras in their price tag displays so that they can detect who's looking at the prices, and the prices will change depending on the customer.
The demographic.
The demographic. And the ads will change depending on the demographic. Not, this isn't happening worldwide. Like, this is very in early test phases. But I'm like,
wait, what?
I think we can regress a little with our technology.
Why would the price change?
Well, think about it. If they knew that they could charge you something else, they would do it, right? It's just supply and demand and versatile pricing. And
I feel like mine would be like, dude, this girl's always here and she never gets anything. She's walked from the grocery store.
Yeah, and so they're like, let's
convince her.
Let's lower prices for her. She's more price sensitive than somebody else. So we'll give her a lower price to entry until she's hooked on this product, and then we can increase the
every
prices.
Day. I just go there and just look
hooked
at it.
Hooked on phonics.
I'm like, oh, I gotta go stop at the grocery store to look at this box of Wheaties, because once I hit it 6 times, they're gonna lower it by $2.
Smart. No, I thought about it the other day. I was like, and then what people will start doing is they'll hire people that look like they'll buy the product for cheaper so that they can get the product for cheaper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just like this weird dystopian society that we live in. And I still think I had a point to this tangent, but I don't know what it was.
I just still think that the cameras, like when you walk in stores, are cool. But I thought they already took it too far when I'm at Target and I have to look at myself. But it does convince me, if I were to steal... those cameras make me feel pretty bad about myself, so it would convince me. I would be like, Amanda, you can't do this.
Do you have any shout-outs you need to give our podcast listener? I have one.
Oh.
I met a podcast fan the other day. His name is Cooper.
Coop?
He's a big fan.
Coop, Coop.
Coop, Coop.
And he's like, that's what I'm done.
And I just wanted to say, Cooper... If you've made it to episode 4, we love you. Please start commenting on our Instagram. Because he was like, there's been so many funny things that I want to comment, and then I hold them back because I don't know you. And I was like, just let it out, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Let it out.
Yeah, let it out. It
goes for everyone.
I comment on YouTube videos now because I think it's funny, and it feels so good.
You know what?
That's never, not really conductive, but yeah, no, it just it makes me feel better.
So let it out, Coop. Coopy Coop.
More people need to...
Be vocal. Be like water and make a movement.
Yeah. Because you are the power of your future.
You are the power.
And if you don't say anything, you'll end up like Egypt, and we don't know anything about Egypt, so.
You'll end up like Middle Kingdom Egypt with King Tut. Woop woop. I don't even know if he's from Middle Kingdom, honestly. You're my resident Egypt expert.
Ramses. Raw Moses. Moses means king of. No, it doesn't mean son. It means son of.
Son of Mo.
Okay, anyway. Okay. I don't have anyone to shout
My
out.
My energy drink is running out. Yeah. I can feel it. It's dying down.
So, anyway, that's kind of where we're ending there with kind of blunt end.
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess we could do like a smooth transition. Next week, join us for.
Yeah, and like suggestions. Let us know. DM us.
Yeah.
DM us with suggestions or ideas. I mean, not ideas.
Ideas are great, too.
Is that the same thing as suggestions?
You know what?
Well, I don't know if someone's going to be like, Just like, I feel like suggestions are more like professional than ideas.
Can someone you could please be like, give us constructive criticism?
Because ideas would be like, yeah, you should like, you should get a third person. And it's like, no, already.
I have a great idea. What if you guys got a third person and then muted both of you? Of,
like, what if you guys got two other people and then like you guys like didn't really talk that much?
What if you like stopped doing this?
Suggestions is like positive.
You know that the average podcast only lasts for 6 episodes? We're already over halfway that. We're over the halfway. I feel like
it's because we have no
filter.
Like self.
Shame.
Yes.
Yeah, no shame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, I do this because this is my, I don't know.
Yeah, I went to the podcast summit and they were like, oh, what kind of podcast do you have? And I said, oh, I just have like a comedy podcast with my friend.
But it's turning into a history podcast.
But it's, and they're like, well, what do you guys, where do you get your ideas? And like, what do you think, why are you funny? Like, they're asking me all these questions. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, honestly, you guys, we just say whatever comes to our head, and we're not really sure if it's sticking. So if you could tell us if that sticks, that would mm-hmm. be helpful for us.
Yeah.
If you have talked to any of your friends, family, siblings that aren't family but are some of your siblings, what?
Holy.
Oh, no.
You gotta... Yeah.
Okay. Well, abrupt ending, but love you. Love the podcast. This has been Make a Short Story Long.
Make a Short Story Long.
Have a great day.
See ya.